In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Doors and windows. It's been said that when God closes a door, he opens a window. And that's been very much on my mind and perhaps on yours this week. We go on. We lost a good friend this past week, a member of our church family, a good Christian. His life ended far too abruptly. His funeral was a great triumph of a good man, a tribute to that dear friend. And we might say that a chapter, an era, ended. We might say that a door closed. But today we have the great joy of celebrating a baptism. Maddie Yarborough will become the newest Christian in the whole world. A new life in Christ will begin. A window will open. I remember many years ago, perhaps I was just out of college, sitting watching a 12-inch black and white television set, very grainy, of John F. Kennedy's installation as President of the United States. I remember that the podium was windswept and very cold, and there was a hint of snow. But I don't remember anything that was said except this. My memory is, he said, the torch is passed. Well, a torch is light. And in our Christian understanding, that torch is the light of Christ. And we'll see it passed here this morning. That's not new. That light, that torch, has been passed down through the ages. It will be spoken of in our epistle from the Acts of the Apostles this morning. Judas Iscariot is no more. We may not find this easy to believe, but at one point he bore that light. He had that light of Christ within him. What dimmed it, what changed it, we'll never know. But now he's gone. They have to choose another. And that light that shone in Judas and grew dark grows bright in another person. But you see, it's one light, the same light, the light of Christ, and it's never extinguished. Who makes the decision as to on whom that new light will be blessed? Who fans that flame of light, that torch into brightness? It's not the 11 disciples. They pray. They cast lots. But the Holy Spirit decides. God acts. God chooses. God's hand rests on Messiah's. And that's how it is. And that's what's going to happen here in a few moments. And it happens at every baptism. It happened at yours, and it happened at mine. God reaches into our lives, into our world, and says, "This is the one. This is my beloved child." We may not see a dove fluttering down from heaven. We may not hear a mighty voice proclaiming that, but I assure you it has happened, and it will happen again. And what will that change? What has changed when God's hand rests upon us? Paul tells us that in that moment of becoming one with our Lord, you and I and all the baptized receive the precious, priceless gift of eternal life. We receive the promise of that new life. We receive it in baptism, and it never ends. The death of our mortal bodies, as we understand it, is a transition to that eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ. We witnessed that transition earlier this week, and we'll witness another transition today, and we'll greet the newest child of God. And we have the assurance, as we've heard it this morning, that God will hear the prayers of his new child. We have the assurance that God will be a constant, attentive presence in her life, just as he was in the life of our departed friend, just as he is in your life and in mine. And we have the assurance, the wondrous assurance, that Lord Jesus Christ prays for us, intercedes for us, speaks to the Father for us. He did so for Jamie. He will do so for Maddie. He does so for you and for me. In his holy name.